Welcome back to the Hy-Vee Radio Coaches Corner on KNIA. Checking back in with Indianola Girls Cross Country Coach Morgan Singleton. And Coach, a great start to the season, a couple of wins, and then a very competitive meet at Marshalltown. But it seems like the squad is firing on all cylinders right now.
Yeah, we are very excited with the way that our season has started, with a win at DCG against a conference rival, a good win on a Saturday at Urbandale, and then seventh place finish at Marshalltown Thursday night. Really exciting to see the girls' like excitement before the race. We ran three races, 9-10 race, a JV race, and a varsity race at Marshalltown, and it was really fun to see a lot of personal bests. We had five lifetime bests, including a couple of seniors who haven't seen a lifetime best in a couple of years, so that was really exciting to see. And really put together a great race against some big dogs. So
it's been a slower start to the season, I'd say. Just, I mean, the total number of meets doesn't necessarily change, but cancellations and then just kind of some bigger breaks in between the meets. How has the team been dealing with that as you kind of get ready for these last couple weeks as you head into October?
This team does a really good job of staying positive, and even if it does feel like a slow start, they are dialed in and locked in practice and always trying to be the best they can, make sure they're getting their mileage in, making sure that they are running the workouts the way they're intended. So it does feel like a slow start to the season, but all of a sudden we're through week five and we're halfway through the regular season, which is kind of crazy. So at the same time, it's flying by, but they've handled it really well. And we're excited to kind of close out the second half of our season with a good roll into some big meets.
One thing I talked about with Coach Barnes was, obviously, you want to ride the wave of success and you kind of want to capitalize on that, but you also don't want to peak too early. How are you balancing that right now of, yeah, we have won a couple meets. We competed well in basically almost a mini state meet at Marshalltown with kind of this split there, but lots of competitive meets, and you want to stay ready and ready to peak around conference and qualifying.
Yeah, we ran so well last night, and as a coach, you want to be a little bit, you know, a bit reactive to the way that things go. So we have another meet on Monday at Ballard, so there's a 3-day turnaround. So we've decided to hold off on our varsity lineup for that meet so they can get a little bit of extra rest time, and we'll run some JV girls in that varsity race and give them some time to shine there. But otherwise, yeah, just making sure that we're staying in check with, you know, body awareness, you know, listening to our bodies, and giving them the workouts that they need in that moment. There's always a season plan going into the whole season, but things change, bodies are unpredictable, so we just want to be really mindful of that. So looking forward to making sure that we can continue this line of success without completely tiring ourselves out, and just taking it day by day.
Well, you've had Jordan Brown at the top of the lineup as a senior and then some other upperclassmen, but it's been a pretty good mix of some of the younger athletes stepping up. Talk about that leadership that Jordan Brown brings and then kind of setting the pace for some of those younger runners.
Yeah, Jordan Brown has been a fabulous leader as far as like work ethic goes, especially. She is somebody who works very hard for what she wants, and it's been great to see her progression over time since she was a freshman into how she's running now. The girls see that work and they look at her and think, wow, like that is really cool. I'm going to emulate that. And that's the type of leadership that makes a team strong over a course of years, right? That'll leave a lasting impact because of her. We got a really good mix of just various grade levels on our varsity lineup and into our the top end of our JV girls as well. So it's fun to see them kind of mix it up a little bit, but also is really good as far as like from a lineup standpoint, knowing that we do have some depth for this season and for years to come.
And then just kind of previewing what's coming ahead for the squad. You mentioned Ballard, but then it's, you get a state meet preview at Fort Dodge. It's the little Hawkeye Conference meet. And then, of course, the home meet over at Pickard Park, which is always really fun and unique to compete at. Talk about how you plan on approaching the next couple weeks for the squad.
Yeah. We see the Heartland Classic on the 21st, and that'll be our first appearance there. So that'll be another really big meet with a lot of different teams to compete against. With Pella being in our conference, that will be fun to run against them. Wow, they've been just on fire, and it's been fun to follow their program too. Moving into our home meet, thinking about, you know, we won last year, trying to keep that same goal for this year. Then it's really great to see that Southeast Pole is going to be a state qualifying site again. Those aren't assigned yet, but it's always nice to see that course before you head out there, so you can kind of do a little bit of a course study. Same with Fort Dodge, that's the state meet site, and we go for their regular meet, and some great teams run there as well. So that's fun to see that course, and just really good mentally for our girls to be able to prepare for that when they do get to that big stage. And then we turn around 3 days later and have our little hockey conference at Newton. So definitely eyes on Pella, and looking to do really well there this season.
Thank you very much for joining us, Coach. Really appreciate it, and best of luck over the next couple weeks.
All right, thanks so much.
This was the Hy-Vee Radio Coaches Corner in Enola Girls Cross Country with Head Coach Morgan Singleton.